MashaAllah. Shuva ikun embellish? What do you think if we start? Okay. Wabikum.
Where is that?
الحمد لله رب العالمين له النعمة وله الفضل وله الثناء الحسن صلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى أن يرزقنا جميعا حسن النية. I ask Allah Ta'ala to grant us all the sincere intentions. كنا تكلمنا في الحصة الماضية عن النفقة الواجبة للزوجة على الزوج. If you remember, we talked in the past session كنا تكلمنا في الحصة الماضية عن النفقة الواجبة للزوجة على الزوج. In the past session we talked about the support, the obligatory support due on the husband. كذلك يجب على الزوج أداء مهر زوجته. المهر إما أن يكون حالا وإما أن يكون مؤجلا. فإن كان حالا عليه أن يدفع لها المهر متى ما طلبت، وإن كان مؤجلا فعند حلول الأجل. Also it is an obligation upon the husband to pay the mahr to his wife. The mahr might be due and might be postponed. If it is due, then whenever she asks for it, he gives it to her. If it is not due, it is postponed, then when it becomes due, he has to pay it. Which means, if they make the marriage contract for, and they mentioned in the contract an amount as a mahar, without mentioning anything about when it is paid, such mahar would be due. Directly, when the marriage contract is done, the mahar is due. If it is delayed up to a certain time, postponed to a certain time, then when it becomes due, when this time comes, the mahar becomes due and he has to pay it. والمهر قد يكون عينا لها قيمة مالية قد يكون ما يصح جعله مبيعا ما يصح أن يباع وقد يكون منفعة مقصودة في الحالين يصح قد يقول الولي للخاطب زوجتك بنتي على مهر قدره 50 ليرة ذهبية وقد يقول له زوجتكها على أن تعلمها سورة الملك مثلا أو على أن تعلمها الخياطة على مهر هو تعليمها الخياطة أو تعليمها الكتابة كل هذا يصح. The mahar might be an entity that has a monetary value, that is, it might be something that is permissible to be sold, valid to be sold, and it might be a benefit, a sought benefit, a benefit that the people usually seek. So, for example, the mahar can be 50 dinars, 20 dinars, 20 dirhams. And it can be teaching the wife a surah, Surat al-Mulk, for example. Or teaching her how to write. Or teaching her how to sew. This is a sought benefit. Those are sought benefits. They can be named as mahar. وقد رغب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في تيسير الصداق في جعله شيئا ليس عسرا. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام encouraged the Muslims to make the mahar something which is easy, not to make it like an obstacle. خير الصداق أيسروه هكذا ورد. It was narrated that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, خير الصداق أيسروه. The best among the different mahars is the easiest. رواه الحاكم وأبو داود. This hadith is narrated by Al-Hakim and Abu Dawood. كذلك يجب للزوجة على الزوج أحيانا متعة. In sometimes the husband has to give the wife a certain amount of money called متعة. وهو مال شيء يدفع للزوجة إذا فورقت بسبب ليس من قبلها، إذا حصل فراق بينها وبين الزوج لسبب ليس منها. هلا فسر شو يعني ما لسبب ليس منها، إلا أن يجب لها نصف المهر. ليس معناه، ليس قصدنا هنا بالمتعة بسبب ليس منها ليس المقصود بالسبب الذي منها مثل أن تضايق زوجها فيطلقها، لا، هو طلقها منه، الفرقة بسببه. إنما المقصود بالسبب الذي هو منها مثلا أن ترتد، أن تكفر قبل الدخول. هنا إيش حصل للعقد؟ بطل النكاح. بطلانه بسببه أم بسببها؟ بسببها. مثل هذا السبب الذي هو منها، فإن كان بسبب ليس منها ولم يجب لها نصف المهر، تجب لها متعة تطيبا لخاطرها، يجب لها أيضا متعة تطيبا لخاطرها. Another thing that the husband has to pay sometimes, which is called in some situations, which is called mut'a. Mut'a. This takes place when the separation between the wife and the husband occurs without occurs not because of her. If she does not deserve half of the mahar. So, in the case when she does not deserve half of the mahar because of the separation, and if the separation is because if the separation is not because of her, then she deserves an amount called al-mut'a. It is her right. Then, what do we mean when we say? Because of her. We do not mean she talked in a bad way with her husband, so he divorced her. Because he is the one who divorced. So the divorce in this case is because of him. Rather, what we mean by that, the separation is from his part. Rather, what we mean is like when after having the marriage contract and before consummation, she apostatizes. When apostasy occurs from her, the marriage contract is breached, خلاص, terminated, and this is because of her. In this case, she does not deserve al-mut'a. because the termination of the marriage contract was from her part. Okay? Because of her. This is what we mean. So when the separation is not because of her, is not from her part, and she does not deserve half of al-mahr, then she deserves al-mut'ah, to reconciliate her, to reconcile her. قبل الدخول بطل العقد. ما حكينا عن المهر. لا مش بسببها الفرقة. عم نقول إن لم تكن بسببها ولم يجب لها نصف المهر، عند ذلك عليه متعة. إن لم تكن بسببها ولا وجب لها نصف المهر. مهر نحكي إن شاء الله. إن طلقها قبل الدخول وجب لها نصف المهر مثلا. مثلا إذا واحد تزوج امرأة وعينوا مهرا في العقد ثم طلقها قبل الدخول، وجب لها نصف المهر فلا تستحق المتعة، لأنه وإن كانت الفرقة ليست من قبلها، لكن وجب لها إيش؟ نصف المهر، فلا تستحق المتعة. So if someone marries a woman, they agree on a certain mahr, and then before consummation he divorces her. In this case, she deserves half of the mahr, so she does not deserve al-mut'ah. Because although this separation is not because of her, is not on her part, but she deserves half of the mahr, so she does not deserve al-mut'ah. مثلا شخص كان متزوج مجوسي، كان متزوجا من مجوسية، أسلم، مضت العدة ولم تدخل هي في الإسلام، ماذا حصل للعقد؟ عقد النكاح فسخ. هذا الفسخ بسببه أم بسببها؟ بسببه، لأنه هو أسلم، تستحق هي المتعة عند ذلك. For example, a majus man married a majus woman. The majus is the fire worshipper. Okay. Later, the husband embraces al-Islam. The iddah passes without her embracing al-Islam. In this case, what happens to the marriage contract? It is breached. Now, in this case, it is breached because of him, not because of her. Because he embraced al-Islam, the marriage contract was breached. In this case, she deserves al-mut'ah. So it's not only when he divorces her. No, any separation, when this separation is not caused by her. Okay? وليست المتعة شيئا مقدرا معينا. المتعة is not something specified or well determined. لكن يستحب أن تكون 30 درهما للمتوسط، وأن لا تبلغ نصف المهر. But it is recommended that it would be 30 dirhams for the one who is neither rich nor poor. 30 dirhams. Later, one day, inshallah, we will go over more details. How do you determine such person? Later, inshallah, one day we will go over it. And not to reach half of al-mahr. It is recommended that it would be less than half of al-mahr. وَلَوْ تَرَضَيَا عَلَى شَيْءٍ قَلِيلٍ قَلِيلٍ أَجْزَأَ. Even if they agree together on little thing, لكن له قيمة مالية, but it has monetary value. Something little that has a little monetary value, still it is valid. فَإِن تَنَازَعَا, if they disagree, he wants to give her something, she is saying, no, give me more. أَلْقَاضِ يَحْكُمُ فِي ذَلِكَ يُقَدِّرُ ذَلِكَ بِاجْتِهَادِهِ. Then the judge determines the amount. يَعْتَبِرُ حَالَ الزَّوْجِ وَيُقَدِّرُ الْمُتْعَةِ. He takes in consideration the husband's situation, and he determines based on that the amount of mut'ah.
لا فوضت, يعني فوضته فلم يسمي لها شيئا.
لا لم يسمي مهر ولا
بالمرة.
ولا يكون لها مهر مثل في هذه الحال.
بس هذه طلقت قبل الدخول.
ما بيطلع.
فوضته ولم يسمى لها شيء. فيها تفصيل.
والذي وكما تجب النفقة للزوجة على الزوج يجب على مالك العبيد نفقتهم. As it is an obligation for the husband to support his wife, he has to support the slaves that he own. ينفق عليهم من أوسط يطعمهم من أوسط ما يأكل العبيد أمثالهم في البلد. هذا هو الواجب عليه. The obligation upon him is to feed them as the slaves are usually fed, that is in the area, in the town. Usually, I mean by that, not like when they are fed a lot, and not like when they are fed a little. When they are fed in a, how do you say it in English? In a medium, moderate way. ولا بد للعبد من كسوة أيضا. Likewise, he needs to give his slave or her, his slave a dress. ولا يكتفي بستر عورته. And it is not sufficient, it is not enough to give the slave what is enough to cover his awra. لأن في هذا إذلالا للعبد. Because this entails degrading the slave. If someone has a slave, and a male slave, and he gives him only an izar to cover what is between the navel and the knees, only that implies degrading the slave. This is why this is not enough. إِلَّا فِي بَلَدْ اَعْتَادُ لُبْسَ مِثْلِ ذَلِكَ. Except in a country where the people are used to wear something like that. It's usual. مثل في بعض نواحي إفريقيا. Like in some areas in Africa. ولو ألبسه مما يلبس وأطعمه مما يطعم لكان أحسن. Now if the owner of the slaves give them clothes from the same kind that he wears and food from the same kind that he eats, then this would be better. الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام حث على ذلك. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام encouraged the Muslims to do so. إخوانكم خوالكم ملككم الله إياهم فمن كان أخوه تحت يده فليطعمه مما يأكل وليلبسه مما يلبس ولا يكلفه من العمل ما يغلبه فإن كلفتموهم فأعينوهم مما يلبس وليلبسه مما يلبس. هذا الحديث رواه البخاري. معناه إخوانكم العبيد الذين عندكم، هؤلاء إخوانكم يخدمونكم. فإن كان أخوه، من كان أخوه تحت يده، من كان عنده عبد، فليلبسه مما يلبس وليطعمه مما يأكل، من نفس الصنف الذي هو يلبس ومن نفس الصنف الذي هو يأكل. ولا يكلفه عملا لا يطيقه فإن كلفه فليعنه. This hadith narrated by Al-Bukhari means those people who serve you, that is your slaves that serve you, are your brothers, that is, and sisters. So if anyone owns a brother, owns his brother, then let him give him clothes from the same kind that he wears, food from the same kind that he eats, and not to ask him to do a type of work that he cannot bear. If he does that, then let him help him. Let the owner help the slave in that. كذلك إن كان للشخص بهائم، إن كان يملك بهائم فعليه نفقتها. Likewise, if a person owns animals, he needs to feed them. حتى لو كان عنده دود حرير مثلا يطعمها ورق التوت أو يتركها على شجر التوت تأكل. even if he has silkworms, he needs to bring them the leaves, the specific leaves that they eat. What do they call? Mulberry, the leaves of mulberries. Or put them on the tree, the mulberry tree, so they eat. أما لو حبس البهيمة لا أطعمها ولا تركها تأكل حتى ماتت فهو آثم. If he locks the animal, does not bring the animal food and does not let the animal eat until the animal dies, then he is sinful. ولا يكلف البهيمة ولا العبد ما لا يطيق الدوام عليه. لا يكلف العبد عملا لا يطيق الدوام عليه. The owner of the slave do not ask the slave to do something that he cannot continue doing it. Which means even if he is able to do it for one day or 2 days and then he cannot keep going on, he does not ask him to do such a work. If he asks him to do a work, it needs to be something that he can keep doing it continuously. مثلا إن شغله في النهار يريحه في الليل. For example, if he asks him to work during the day, he let him get rest during the night. For example, أو في الصيف في أوقات القيلولة يتركه يرتاح. Or during the summer, after the ظهر is in, at that time people usually take rest during this time. So also he gives him rest during this time. كذلك البهيمة التي يملكها لا يكلفها ما لا تطيق من العمل. Likewise, if he has an animal, he does not make the animal do something that the animal cannot bear in a continuous way. ولا يجوز له أن يضرب البهيمة من غير أن تسيء. It is not permissible for him to hit the animal without the animal doing without the animal misbehaving. مثلا من غير أن تقف فجأة من غير السبب. في هذه الحال له أن يضربها لتمشي. You know how sometimes the donkey, you don't know. Well, the donkey sometimes stops suddenly without any reason. Just stops, heck, without any reason. In this case, it is permissible to hit it, so it keeps going. This is an example. وَإِنْ ضَرَبَهَا لَا يَضْرِبُهَا عَلَى وَجْهِهَا. And if one hits the animal in this case, he does not hit the animal on its face. This is haram. It is haram. If someone has a donkey and the donkey stops suddenly without any reason and he wants to hit it, he does not hit it on the face. If he hits it on the face, he is sinful. So how about hitting a Muslim on the face? If this is the case of hitting a donkey, what would be the case of hitting a Muslim on the face? بعض الأهل إذا أرادوا تأديب الولد يضربونه على وجهه، حرام حرام. Some parents, if they want to discipline a child, their child, they hit the child on the face. This is prohibited. Haram, sinful. An enormous sin, yes.
But the animal and the Muslim.
Both. It is an enormous sin. مؤذي حاش
كما هو في الوجه
أنا على الوجه لسان على الوجه. ويجب على الزوجة أن تطيع زوجها فيما هو حق له عليها. It is an obligation upon the wife to obey her husband in the matters that he deserves to be obeyed, in which he deserves to be obeyed. That is when his right is for her to obey him. مثلا في أمور الاستمتاع إذا أراد أن يستمتع بها عليها أن تطيعه إلا فيما حرم الشرع. For example, if he wants to enjoy her, is this how you say it? Then she has to obey him except in the matters that are prohibited in the religion. مثلا هي حائض وأراد جماعها لا يجوز لها أن تطيعه. For example, she is in her menses and he wants to have sexual intercourse with her, then it is haram for her to obey him. وإن كان لها عذر يجوز لها أن لا تطيعه. كأن كانت مريضة لا تطيق الجماع. If she has an excuse, it is also religiously, if she is religiously excused, then it is not sinful on her part if she does not obey him. For example, if he wants to have sexual intercourse with her, and she is sick, she cannot bear it because of her sickness. In this case, she has an excuse. فَإِنْ طَلَبَ مِنْهَا أَنْ تَتَزَيَّنَ لَهُ يَجِبُ عَلَيْهَا. If he asks her to dress up for him, she has to do it. هلا هو يجلب لها أدوات الزينة and he needs to get her the things that she needs for that. He doesn't tell her do it for me and then you pay for it. He needs to. ويجب عليها ألا تصوم النفلة وهو حاضر غير مسافر إلا بإذنه. Also, it is prohibited for her to fast an optional fasting if he is in town, if he is not away, if he is not traveling without his permission. She needs his permission. أما الواجب كرمضان فتصومه أذن أو لم يأذن. As for the obligatory fasting, like fasting Ramadan, she fasts whether he gives her permission or not. لأن الله أحق أن يطاع. Because Allah deserves to be obeyed. whether her husband wants that or not. وَيَجِبُ عَلَيْهَا أَلَّا تَأْذَنَ لِأَحَدٍ فِي أَنْ يَدْخُلَ بَيْتَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. يعني لا تدخل بيته من لا يرضى. It is an obligation upon her not to give permission to anyone to enter his house without his permission. In other terms, the people that she knows that he does not accept that they enter his house, she does not let them in. وَلَوْ كَانَ أَبَاهَا لو أبوها جاء إلى بيتها بيت زوجها وهي تعلم أن زوجها لا يرضى أن يدخل البيت لا تدخله البيت. Even if her father comes to her husband's house, to their house, and she knows that her husband does not accept that her father enters their house, she does not let him in. ولا يجوز لها أن تخرج من بيته إلا بإذنه. من غير عذر يعني إلا بإذنه. It is not permissible for her to go outside the house without his permission. That is except for an excuse, a valid excuse. مثلا البيت ينهدم سينهدم عليها وهو يقول لا تخرجي لا تخرج. For example, the house is going to fall on her and he tells her, I do not give you permission to go out. She goes out in this case. أو بيتها بعيد عن الناس بيتهم بعيد عن الناس وهناك أناس فساق يخشى أن يهجموا على البيت فيؤذوها. هنا لها أن تخرج. Or for example, if the house is away from other people and there are in the area some bad people that are known to attack lonely people like her when she is alone at home and make harm to her. She knows that, then she can leave. But without an excuse, she does not leave his house without his permission. هذا إذا كان البيت له. This is the case if the house is his. أما إن كان لها فتخرج متى ما أرادت. In the case that the house is hers, then she goes out whenever she wants. حقيقة ينظر حقيقة ملك من. يعني إذا كان البيت لها ولا يريدها أن تخرج بغير إذنه وهي تخرج يأتي هو بالبيت يستأجر أو يشتري وينقلها إليه. أما أن يكون هو في بيتها ثم يقول لها لا تخرجين إلا بإذني لا يستطيع أن يلزمها. If he wants her not to leave out without his permission, he needs to afford the house, to provide the house. نفس الشيء. Whether by renting or buying. If she is providing the house, cannot, يعني, if he tells her do not go out, she is not sinful by not obeying him. Is it big enough that his share would be considered is it big enough that his share would be considered a suitable house for her? then he tells her not to go out. He can tell her not to go out. كذلك لو منعها من الخروج للتعلم تعلم ما تحتاج إلى تعلمه من علم الدين لا هو علمها ولا جلب لها من يعلمها ولا سمح لها أن تخرج تخرج لتتعلم من غير إذنه. Likewise, if he prevents her from going out to learn the obligatory knowledge that she needs, the knowledge of the religion that she needs, he does not teach her, he does not bring to the house another person to teach her, and he does not give her permission to go out and learn. In this case, she goes out and learns without his permission. وإذا كان هناك ما يعكر عليه الاستمتاع كرائحة كريهة طلب منها تركها كرائحة الثؤم مثلا أو البصل أو السيجارة فعليها فعل ذلك يعني أو تستعمل ما يزيل هذه الرائحة لابد يعني. If he asks her to leave out some to get rid of a bad smell that he hates. In this case, she needs to do that, what I'm talking about. Like if she usually, let's say, eats garlic, onion, or smokes cigarettes, and he hates those smells, they prevent him from enjoying her. And he asks her to get rid of those smells. She needs to do that. يعني she needs to do what makes him she needs to do what makes him not being disturbed by those smells when he wants to enjoy her, whether by leaving them out totally or another way, she needs to do it. وَأَمَّا أَرْحَامُهَا صِلَةُ أَرْحَامِهَا فَلَا يَمْنَعُهَا مِنْ رُؤْيَتِهِمْ بِالْمَرَّةِ إِمَّا أَنْ يَأْذَنَ لَهُمْ فِي الْمَجِيءِ إِلَيْهَا أَوْ يَأْذَنَ لَهَا فِي الذَّهَابِ إِلَيْهِمْ لا يمنعها من رؤية أهلها بالمرة. Also, the husband is not entitled to prevent his wife from visiting her parents, meeting with them or visiting them. Either he lets them enter his house to see her, or he lets her to go and visit them. إِلَّا لِعُذُرٍ, except for a valid excuse. مِثْلُ أَنْ يَكُونَ أَهْلُهَا مُفْسِدِينَ يُفْسِدُونَهَا. Like if her parents are bad people, and when they meet with her, they encourage her to do bad things. In this case, he has the right to prevent her from seeing them. وعبارة الشيخ صلة أرحامها هيك قال ما قال بس الوالدين. وهو الذي ينبغي للمرأة أن تلازم البيت ولا تخرج إلا لعذر لحاجة مهمة. What is better for the woman is to stay at home and not to go out except for something important. And I go and what?
I travel.
Okay.
So the woman sleeps in the night. And if you look back to her, so what do they do in that room?
And the woman does what?
I do not back to the home, the house.
Okay.
The night.
Okay. Okay. It is permissible. You can tell her, you don't go out until I come back home. Yeah? You can say that. Then she does not go out. وذلك لأن الشيطان إذا خرجت المرأة يستشرفها، يعني يحط نظره عليها ليحاول أن يفتنها أو يفتن بها ويفتن بها. This is so because when the woman goes out from her house, the devil concentrates on her, trying to mislead her and use her to seduce others. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام أنا لا يعني هذا ليس معناه حرام إنما هذا هو الأحسن. This does not mean that it is haram for the woman to go out, but we're talking about what's better. What is better? And I know it needs a whole different, sometimes a whole different training, just much different than how many women are raised for her to. To do it easily, if you want to know how to act properly in this case. لكن مثلا النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام بعد أن حجة الوداع قال لنسائه هذه ثم ظهور الحصر، يعني هذه الحجة ذهبتن كنتن في الحج، الآن وجعتن، انتهى، لا تخرجن من البيت بعد هذا، لا تسافرن يعني بعد هذا. هذه ثم ظهور الحصير، الحصير الذي في البيت، قعدنا على حصير البيت، هذا معناه. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام after he came back from the last time he made al-hajj, He told his wives, هَذِهِ ثُمَّ ظُهُورَ الْحُصُورِ, which means, now you were with me in this travel when we went to Al-Hajj. After that, stay at stay home. بعد ذلك ما خرجت واحدة منهن للحج حتى للحج إلا عائشة. After that, no one among his wives traveled, went out, even for al-Hajj, except Aisha. She went out. خرجت بنية الحج. She went out with the intention of al-Hajj. لأنها لم تفهم أن كلام الرسول معناه يجب عليكن ذلك. Because she did not understand from the saying of the Prophet that it is an obligation upon you to stay home. حتى إن صلاة الجماعة للمرأة في بيتها أفضل من صلاتها في المسجد. Even it is better for the woman to pray jama'ah at home than to go to the masjid to pray al-jama'ah. وإن كان ليس حراما وإن كان ذهابها إلى المسجد ليس حراما بل إن الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام قال لا تمنعوا إماء الله مساجد الله. يعني إذا أرادت المرأة أن تذهب إلى المسجد لا تمنعوها، لكن في البيت أفضل. So praying for the woman to pray jama'ah at home is better than praying jama'ah in the masjid. It does not mean that it is prohibited for her to go to the masjid. No. Even the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام told us that if the woman wants to go to the masjid to pray al-jama'ah, do not prevent her. So he said, do not prevent her from that. But still, for her to pray al-jama'ah at home is better than praying al-jama'ah in the masjid. So if this is the case with praying al-jama'ah, إذا كان هذا شأن الصلاة إذا كان هذا شأن الصلاة الجماعة ماذا إذا يكون في المسجد؟ إذا ماذا يكون شأن هذا الخروج الكثير الذي اعتادته النساء اليوم لغير حاجات مهمة؟ So if this is what is advised, what the woman is advised to do about going out to pray al-jama'ah in the masjid, so what would it be the case of this going in and out, in and out, that many women do nowadays without any important reason? I'm not saying it is haram, but let me tell you something. There are two ways for one to spend his life, his or her life. One can spend his or her life just losing time, just letting time pass, doing things to distract himself, if you want. I don't know how to express it. Just one thing here, one thing there, without concentrating, just to waste time in many cases. So one takes, for example, 2 hours to eat every day, and of cooking and eating maybe 2 or 3 hours, and 8 hours to sleep, 11 hours now. And I know some people, they sleep more, and some people, they take more time to cook and eat. And 4 hours to watch TV, 16 hours. Okay. 2 hours commuting, 18 hours. Okay, what's the rest? 6 hours at work, it doesn't work, Mahang. So, however you want to calculate it. So what is one doing if this is how he wants? Like, someone wakes up late without praying as-subh in time because that person did not sleep early enough to wake to pray as-subh in time. Why? Because that person was busy watching TV. And then he keeps awake for a long time at night. He wakes late in the morning. Maybe he catches, he wants to catch his work or whatever he needs. He runs in the morning. Or he does not run. He's not working. So he sleeps until 10, 11 a.m. He wakes up. He takes his time. He takes a shower. Maybe he shaves his beard. Slowly. Then he goes out to buy a few things from the mall. And in the meantime, he walks looking to certain things, spending time like that. And then,
Exploring.
Yeah. And then gets back home to prepare food. And he eats. Isn't it this? This is how some people live. What is that? I don't want to make a comparison. I don't want. Really, I'm not trying to say that this is like that exactly. But, like, did you live in a village, for example? Did anyone live in a village? If someone has a donkey, this donkey wakes up, eats, runs, he takes his owner, takes him to work, and this donkey works until before the sunset, of the sunset, and of course he gives it time to get some rest and eat during the day. Cannot go far away. He ties it, for example, with a long rope, like some worldly things tie us, so we cannot go farther. And he eats. Then he gets back to a certain place and he sleeps. Then he wakes up the next day. So some people, they spend their life like that, and some people, they know that this is their chance, this life is the only chance to acquire rewards for the hereafter. So they concentrate to get out with the most benefit that they can acquire in this life. There is a huge difference between the two ways of life. We should not imitate people who do not care about the hereafter in the way that we live and we act. Even if it is sometimes difficult at the beginning not to imitate them. If we want what is better for us in the hereafter. سبحان الله. بارك الله فيكم. يعني although this is not straight to the point, I think it is understood. ما هيك؟ طيب, if you have any questions, كان لا حد سؤال. Some people, I'm not saying do not do any job. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that at all. You can have a job with a good intention. You can seek money really with a good intention and spend it to benefit you in the hereafter in ways that other people who do not have the same amount of money cannot do it. Sometimes because the person has money, he can do good things and get rewards that other people cannot get. But he needs to have the intention and to know yani what is beneficial for him in the hereafter, to seek that. Then in his doings, he will arrange, he will adjust his way of life to be to get out of it, how do you say it, the most benefit that he can get for the hereafter. Some of the companions told the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, our rich brothers are doing things we cannot do. We are poor, they are rich, they can donate for the sake of Allah, they get reward. We cannot do that. So the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام taught them that there are ways to get reward other than donating money. You smile with a good intention to your Muslim brother or sister. You say an advice, etc. So one of the companions, at the end, he told the Prophet, and they would do what we do, so they can do all what you said, and on top of that, they can spend money and get more reward than us. The Prophet said, ذَاكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ, which means Allah gives whomever He wants, whatever He wants. Allah willed for them to have more than you, so that's it. But do what you can do. Do what you can do. The most that you can do. تفضل. Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak was a trader. MashaAllah, he was a big scholar, a big muhaddith, hafiz of al-hadith. He memorized al-Quran. He was a mujtahid in al-fiqh. He was a very... He was very detached from ad-dunya. He was a brave person, a brave person. He used to participate in the war. He was very brave. And he used to trade on top of all of that. With what intention? With the intention of getting the profit from that trade and then distributing it, giving it to several pious people who are poor here and there. Scholars who do not have enough money, so he used to support them here and there to spread the knowledge of the religion. So he didn't leave out trading, but he had a good intention in that. And he did not let trading prevent him from doing other good things. He got to that, what do you call it, equilibrium, balance. Yeah, he got there. Tfaddal, who was it? Tfaddal, Jalal. له أن يمنعها من زيارتهم ومن دخول بيته لرؤيتها. إذا كانوا يشجعونها على المعصية هذا معنى يفسدونها. ما فهمت. عند ذلك يقول لها أنت اذهبي لزيارتهم لا يأتون لزيارتنا. يمنعه. تفضلي دانا. Two things. Why not? عليكم.
You said about the obligation that women have of their husband. If a woman is saved by ignorance or sometimes wrong-headed, does not fulfill those obligations, what measures do men have to prevent a woman to have their husband?
The man can advise her, talk with her, show her good manners, etc. And at the end, and if it doesn't work, he can divorce her. He can divorce her if he wants. And he needs to take different things in consideration. Let me say one thing. I forgot to say it. And many times what helps a woman to become better, a wife to become better, is a good husband. If the husband does not comply with the rules of the religion, if the husband is busy with the worldly matters, if the husband is drowning in doing bad things, and then he tells her, do this, do not do that, well, he is advising her with good things, but you know there is a huge difference in her acceptance usually. How much she receives and how she receives what he is saying. So a good husband is a big help in this case. Now, in about what you said, once a man told the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, my wife does not refuse, what he literally said, she commits a zina a lot. Whomever wants to commit a zina with her, she accepts. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, طلقها, divorce her. He said, I love her. The Prophet said, فَاسْتَمْتِعْ بِهَا. You don't want to divorce her, keep her. Enjoy her. So, sometimes one does what he can, and then at one point of time, what's better to do is to divorce. And sometimes. Nah. تفضل. Yeah. Well, if there is no one with whom she can pray jama'ah, she prays alone at home. She does not go. يعني she. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, صلاة المرأة في بيتها خير من صلاتها في مسجدي هذا. Which means, for the woman to pray at home is better than she comes and pray in my mosque, in the mosque of the Prophet, that is. Although you know how much the reward is, they have doubled. She will have more reward by praying at home than going out and pray in the mosque. إن لم يجب لها نصف المهر وكان الفراق ليس من بسبب من قبلها. إن دخل بها ثم طلقها من غير سبب من قبلها. هو طلقها يعني. إيه لها متعة. وفيك. If the husband, if two spouses are married and the marriage is consummated, then the husband divorces the wife, she deserves al-mut'a. If he didn't give her the mahar before, then she deserves both al-mahar and al-mut'a. No, not more than the brother, more than her praying in the mosque of the Prophet. Yeah. Other than that, who knows how much reward you get and how much reward I get, how much she gets. Allah knows. الأفضل ألا تخرج. هلا ما بعرف حدا بيعرف يعني حسب سعر الفضة لأنه عم يتغير ما بعرف قد سعر الفضة هالأيام 200 درهم حوالي أقل من 600 جرام فضة فإذا عرف الواحد سعر الكيلو الفضة قديش بيقدر يقدم أيوة حوالي يعني ما بيوصلوا ل 600 لحظة حاجة لنشوف بس اخواننا وراء تفضل عمر اخوانكم جعلهم الله تحت ايديكم فمن كان اخوه تحت يده فليطعمه مما ياكل وليلبسه مما يلبس ولا يكلفه من العمل ما لا يطيق فان كلفتموهم فاعينوهم خلاص تاخذيه من حدا تفضل Do you know how what's the price nowadays of 1 kilogram of silver? If you can ask, so about almost 200 dirhams are almost equal to 600 grams, less than that. So if you know what's 1 kilogram, you can get up with it. Because it's changing. I don't know nowadays what's it. اتفضل يا حاجة. إن كان اجتماعها بهم يفسدها يمنعها من الخروج إليهم ومن المجيء ومن مجيئهم إلى بيته ولو سنين إلا أن يتغير حالهم. Go ahead. What's the time? It's not like that. Why? Because we are different people. You might find yourself, how do I say it? inclining towards doing one act of obedience more than another. I might find myself inclining to do the other one than that one. There are some general rules. Learning the knowledge, the obligatory knowledge, and other types of knowledge is among the best deeds. Among the best deeds. It is enough to know that the Prophet said, Al-ulama warathatul anbiya, that the scholars are the inheritors of the prophets. This is enough to indicate how high is the state of acquiring the knowledge. حتى ورد في بعض الآثار عالم واحد أشد على الشيطان من ألف عابد. In some narrations, it was narrated that one scholar is harder on the devil than 1,000 pious persons who are not scholars. So one scholar, it means that that applies the rules of the religion. Also, acquiring the knowledge and teaching it and putting effort to bring the people to the sessions of knowledge, those things are very important. Manners, they are very important ways to acquire a lot of reward, a lot. Yani, I will tell you something. You give someone some money as charity, you get reward for that. What happens? He will use this money to eat, maybe to get clothes or something. Okay, you get, alhamdulillah, you get reward for that. If you teach someone, then you get reward for that. And if he teaches what you taught him to someone else, you will get an extra reward. Now, if he teaches another person, you will get an extra reward. If the second person teaches someone, you will get some reward, an extra reward, and so on. This continues like so. You get a lot of rewards without you knowing about that. Likewise, when you help someone to learn, he learns, he gets reward. You get reward also for helping him to do that. So if you do it on daily basis, if you take a class, let's say, give a class and help someone to take a class, then this is a huge amount of reward that you are acquiring, and it multiplies. Another thing, be very keen to get the halal money. Do not accept to get any haram money. Just because consuming the haram money not just is a sin, but it will affect your heart. And you don't want that. Then whatever the religion makes it an obligation upon you to do, do it. And stay away from every sin, even if it is not an enormous sin. Other than that, whatever good deed you find yourself you have an inclination towards it, go ahead and do it. And do not delay that. And if you feel of yourself that there is a gate open for you to do good deeds, then take the opportunity. Do not delay. Do not delay that. This might take you from one position to a much better position. Maybe if you delay it, this gate will not open for you another time. So don't miss the opportunity. This is in general. May Allah enable us to do that. It's easy to say it now. It's not easy to do it. MashaAllah. طيب بارك الله فيكم نهلل لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم شيخ عبد الله may Allah give him the strength and reward him greatly. You would find him sometimes he would be sitting with few brothers. He might be some people might say he would be resting, yani, not receiving a lot of people as usual. And he starts talking with them about matters in the knowledge of the religion, repeating to them, teaching them things that I'm sure that he knows that every one of the people who are there, the two or three or five people who are sitting, heard this before from him maybe 2,000 times. And he does not get bored of doing that. Then yani sometimes you think, why does he do that? Then you get the answer. Yani you think also about the answer. Well, because anyway, he's getting reward by doing that. Not just that, he picks to talk about the matters of at-tawheed, the essentials of belief. Teaching them is more rewardable, because this is the best type of knowledge. So they are more rewardable. Not just that, he repeats this to you time after time. That helps those things to stick in your heart much more strongly. He repeats and repeats and repeats, and there they are. They stick much more strongly in your heart. Not just that, you learn from him a statement, a way of saying something, a way of expressing that you did not hear before. Then you might use it later. He will get reward. So even if even if he cannot speak, if he is so sick, he would tell you, did you write that class that I gave 4 days ago, for example? And he knows that you did. He saw you. So you would say yes. He would say, go ahead, read it in a high voice. He cannot speak, but he can hear. So he takes advantage of that. And you are repeating the class that he gave. So the people who are listening are benefiting, and he is getting reward for that again. And he is hearing to correct you if there is anything wrong in that. In hearing, he is having a good intention while he's lying in bed sick. This is how, but because this is someone who has, how do you say it? He's focused on his grave. He's focused on his grave. Allah yubariku fikum. طيب, like this, we are done with the dealings in Al-Mukhtasar. Inshallah, tomorrow we will talk about something else, inshallah. Barakallahu bikum.